All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And nothing says spicing up your kitchen more like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League are up to week number 14. It's stretch run time in the NFL. And unfortunately for me, things did not get started on the right foot here in week number 14 as I picked the Dallas Cowboys to go on the road this past Thursday night and get the best of the Chicago Bears. But it was the Bears who got the best of the Dallas Cowboys, kept their playoff hopes alive, and luckily for the Dallas Cowboys, they still have life as far as getting to the playoffs due to the fact that they play in the NFC East. But with that said, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 14 in the NFL season. It's going to be an NFC South showdown tomorrow afternoon as you have the 5-7 Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the 3-9 Atlanta Falcons. And for Carolina, some shocking news coming into this game as Panthers head coach Ron Rivera was relieved of his duties this week. I think that is going to be a rallying cry for this Panthers team. I think they're going to fly around the football on both sides tomorrow, and they're going to get the best of a Falcons team that is already looking towards the offseason. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, a potential playoff preview in Orchard Park tomorrow afternoon has a 9-3 Buffalo Bills hosting the 10-2 Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore comes into this game favored by 6.5 points, and for good reason, due to the fact that quarterback Lamar Jackson is the odds-on favorite to be the MVP of this NFL season. You look at the Buffalo Bills, they're 9-3, but they're not getting a lot of respect due to the fact that they are not flashy. They have a solid running game, and they play a good defense, and they have a quarterback who is not turning the football over. I think this is going to be a good game because you have two teams that are definitely playoff bound, but the Ravens are the better team right now, and thus I'm going to take Baltimore on the road by the score of 27-17. Now in Cleveland, it's going to be the 5-7 Browns hosting the 1-11 Cincinnati Bengals. And for the Bengals, they got their first win of the season last week as they upset the New York Jets, but they're going to find a more talented team that they'll be facing tomorrow in the Browns. And for Cleveland, they had an opportunity to get back to 500 last week. It didn't work out on the road versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the bottom line is, this Browns team needs to come out there and play with a sense of urgency. They're 5-7, yes, but they are a much better team than the Cincinnati Bengals. It starts with quarterback Baker Mayfield. He's got to get the football out to the talent around him. You look at Nick Chubb at running back, and with the likes of Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry at wide receiver. This Browns defense has to get after veteran Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton and force him into making some mistakes and get the ball rolling for their offense. I think that happens, and thus I'm going to take Cleveland at home tomorrow by the score of 30-20. Now at Lambeau Field, it's going to be the 9-3 Green Bay Packers hosting the 3-9 Washington Redskins. And for Green Bay, they feel like they have what it takes to win the NFC North this year. And at this point in the season, they cannot afford to have any setbacks against a team that they are supposed to beat. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers and his Packers offense has been flying under the radar while the defense has been getting the job done. But they're going to be facing a Washington Redskins team that has been playing better in recent weeks. However, I expect this Packers defense to go after and get after Redskins rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins, force him into making a couple mistakes, which will be the difference in this contest. And thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 34-20. And speaking of the NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings want to keep up with the Green Bay Packers in the divisional race as the 8-4 Vikes host the 3-8-1 Detroit Lions. Now, Minnesota comes into this contest favored by 13 points, and for good reason. Quarterback Kirk Cousins is arguably having the best season of his career, while you have one of the stingiest defenses in the NFL. The Lions have a lot of issues right now, especially at the quarterback position. No Matt Stafford once again, as it's going to be Jeff Driskel. And I think this Vikings defense tees off on that. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 31-20. Another potential playoff preview down in New Orleans, as you have the 10-2 San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the 10-2 New Orleans Saints. Two of the better defenses in the NFL in this one. You look at the Niners led by rookie defensive end Joey Bosa, and you look at the Saints defense with veteran Cam Jordan on that defensive line. Both of these teams love to run the football, but I think the difference in this contest is going to be at the quarterback position. When Drew Brees is under center for the Saints, they are practically unbeatable at home. Jimmy Garoppolo has been up and down, and I haven't yet to see him make that big move in a road game versus a big-time team. I think the quarterback play will be the difference in this one, and thus I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 24-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you're going to have the 4-8 New York Jets hosting the 3-9 Miami Dolphins. These two teams met earlier this season in South Florida, and it was the Dolphins who got their first win of the season against the Jets, 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 Jets. Now, after the Jets succumbed to the Cincinnati Bengals last week on the road, how will they bounce back at home? We'll have to wait and see. It's going to come down to the play of Sam Darnold, the quarterback. We know that running back Le'Veon Bell is not going to be available in this one, but at home, Sam Darnold tends to be a better quarterback, and he should have some opportunities going up against this Dolphins defense. However, the Jets cannot overlook the Dolphins because this is a very improving team as the year has progressed, and they're going to give Gangrene all that they can handle and then some. I think this is going to be a classic back-and-forth affair between the Jets and the Dolphins, but the Jets get their fifth victory of the season tomorrow by the score of 27-24. Now, in Tampa, you're going to have the 5-7 Buccaneers hosting the 6-6 Indianapolis Colts, and Indianapolis comes into this game reeling after they suffered a heartbreaking loss at home last week versus the Tennessee Titans. Colts need to get back on track because they want to try to stay alive in that AFC South race, and it starts with the quarterback play of Jacoby Brissett. The Colts have been up and down defensively this year, but they need to go out there and make some plays against Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston, who is beginning to come into his own under the tutelage of head coach Bruce Arians. This is going to be one of those contests where the last team to possess the football will win. I think the Colts get it done in a tight one on the road by the score of 24-23. Now, in Houston, you're going to have the 8-4 Texans hosting the 4-8 Denver Broncos. Houston comes into this contest favored by 8.5 points, and rightfully so, as quarterback Deshaun Watson is one of the best in the business. Not a lot going on offensively for the Denver Broncos, and I expect J.J. Watt and this Texans defense to take it. Pardon me, not J.J. Watt's not available, but I do expect the Texans defense to take advantage of that as they get the 30-17 victory. Now, a tricky one right here is you're going to have the 4-8 Los Angeles Chargers traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 4-8 Jaguars. And for the Chargers, it's the same old song. This team is as talented as just about any team in the NFL, but as former NFL head coach Bill Parcells would say, you are what you are, and right now this is a 4-8 football team. The Chargers have to come out and play with a sense of urgency. They really don't have, you know, much say as far as the playoff picture goes right now in the AFC, and right now arguably they're playing for pride. They are a better team than the Jaguars. They have the talent on defense to go out there and make life tough for rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew. It's just going to be a matter of if they do it or not. I think the Chargers do find that urgency tomorrow, and they get the 24-20 win. Now, in Oakland, in rainy Oakland, is going to be the 6-6 Raiders hosting the 7-5 Tennessee Titans. Tennessee comes into this game with a lot of momentum as they have been playing some good football, especially with their defense and surprisingly with veteran quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Now, the Raiders need to get back on track as they've had two tough losses on the road consecutively. First, they were blown out by the New York Jets, and then they were blown out last week by the Kansas City Chiefs. The Raiders need to get back to their identity on offense, which is running the football. This is a young defense, and when they're flying around the football and playing with an attitude, they are a different unit. But the Raiders will have their hands full right now, because you look at the way that Titans running back Derrick Henry is running the football, and he is running like a man possessed. And this Raiders defense is definitely going to have to pack a lunch in order to stop him tomorrow. This has the makings to be one of the games of the day, and it's going to be a tight one. But I'm going to take the silver and black at home by the score of 30-27. Now, the game of the day has the 8-4 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Foxborough to take on the 10-2 New England Patriots. And, of course, the last time that these two teams met, all the chips were on the table last year in the AFC Championship game, and it was New England who came away with the overtime win. Now, the Patriots have had their ups and downs on offense this year, and most notably recently, they have had their downs as they have been failing to score touchdowns. I think for New England, as fast-paced as their offense is, it starts with their running game. Yes, you still have Tom Brady back there at quarterback, but the Pats need to get off the ball, running the football, in order to dictate the pace. They want to try to take some air out of the football. Why? Because with this Chiefs offense and quarterback Patrick Mahomes, they could strike at the drop of a dime. The questions for me for Kansas City in this game are on defense. Will they have enough to stop this Patriots offense? We'll have to wait and see. Typically, when you think of Chiefs-Patriots in recent years, they're close games. I think this is another one, close one, but the veteran Patriots find a way to get it done, as I don't see them losing two in a row, and I'm going to take New England by the score of 34-31. Now, tomorrow afternoon in the desert, it's going to be the 3-8-1 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 7-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh comes into this game with a litany of injuries. They have a third-string quarterback in Duck Hodges. No James Conner once again at running back. They get Marquise Pouncey back from suspension on that O-line, and they have a stingy defense, especially in the secondary. And that's going to be important, because they've got to go out there and disguise coverages in order to confuse Cardinals rookie quarterback Kyler Murray. I think Pittsburgh's defense will be the difference in this contest. This, I'm going to take the Steelers on the road by the score of 23-18. Now, tomorrow night in Hollywood, it's going to be the 10-2 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 7-5 Los Angeles Rams. And don't look now, the Rams are the defending NFC champions, but they need this contest, the victory in this contest, to hang around in the postseason picture. The Rams got back on track last week with their running game and precision defense versus the Cardinals. And for the Rams, their bread and butter is running back Todd Gurley. He's got to set the tone against the Seahawks defense and take some pressure off of the right arm of quarterback Jared Goff. Now, the Rams defense was flying around the football last week against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, but veteran quarterback Russell Wilson is a different type of guy. He's been there, he's done that, he's seen just about everything in the NFL, and the Rams are definitely not going to catch him off guard. Now, typically, when you think about the Seahawks and Rams, they're tight games regardless of where the games are played, and I think this is another one in that column, but I'm going to take Los Angeles at home in this one by the score of 27-24. And finally, on Monday night, it's going to be the 2-10 New York Giants making the quick trek down I-95 to take on the 5-7 Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia let a golden opportunity slip between their hands last Sunday as they lost on the road versus the Miami Dolphins, and they have another opportunity to get tied with the Dallas Cowboys for first place in the NFC East. For the Giants, they're trying to play out the string, and they're trying to do it right now as they've gone back to veteran quarterback Eli Manning following the injury to rookie quarterback Daniel Jones. Eli has had his moments, good and bad, versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and this guy, he's been on the bench for a couple of months and he's fresh, but more importantly, he wants to go out there and still prove that he can get the job done. This Eagles defense has to bring it. They've seen plenty of Eli Manning over the years. They know that he can get happy feet in that pocket, and they've got to set the tone on him early in this contest. Defensively, the Giants have had their issues all season long. They lack a pass rush, and the Eagles need to take advantage of it. The longer that the Eagles allow the Giants to stay in this game, the more confidence that they will gain. But I think Philly is finally able to seize the moment tomorrow on Monday night as they get the 34-17 win. So, folks, those are my picks for this week in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.